House Minority Leader Waco Democrat Jim Dunham used the bully pulpit of a House committee focused on following federal stimulus dollars to question Commissioner Scott on a number of education funding topics, including the current battle with the federal government over $830 million that could be used to retain teachers in Texas. In a nutshell, Austin Congressman Lloyd Doggett added an amendment that keeps Texas from getting the money unless promises are made on how it's spent. A promise that the state's Republican leadership says can't be made, but Dunham doesn't see a problem with.
And I bring this up because every time we hear about this act, we talk about strings attached. And I have yet to see any state budget expenditure that didn't have a string attached to it, where the state was telling whoever was the recipient was, you got to use it for this reason or you don't get it.
Scott says while that may be true, it's a promise that can't be made when the legislature isn't in session. But the federal government is having similar problems, promising that the money will still be available once lawmakers do return to Austin.
We're asking the secretary kind of the same question. Hey, can you guarantee us that you'll hold this money so that our legislature can meet appropriate funds and we can make this assurance to you legally? And he really can't do that either because the Congress could come in and sweep those funds.
That was just one of several topics Dunham and Houston Democrat Garnett Coleman brought up as they talked about their perception that the state is refusing to work with the federal government on any and all projects, including what Coleman sees as a missed opportunity to apply for more than $700 million in so-called Race to the Top school funds earlier this year. Scott said the hang-up there was the legality of the state possibly adopting a national school curriculum. Coleman disagreed.
It would be illegal for me to promise, but I would be lying. If you had applied for Race to the Top, is there anything illegal for participating in the process of creating?
No, I could absolutely fill out that application. I would be lying if I said I can guarantee to you that I will adopt curriculum standards.
Scott wasn't alone in the hot seat. The Texas Workforce Commission was grilled over whether the state was helped or hurt by stimulus money. Agencies that have so far avoided the spotlight in this year's governor's race were asked many questions about how stimulus money was being spent, but also spent much less time before the committee. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.